All right, welcome to day 10 of our 33-day consecration to Saint Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. Today we'll be going over Light of Patriarchs, and let's first open in prayer, though. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Good and loving Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our gifts and talents that you have given to all of us. We thank you for this time that we share together in reflecting in our spiritual father. And we ask that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we review the Light of Patriarchs. All of this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's get started here. Day 10, Light of Patriarchs, pray for us. How I love to call Saint Joseph the patriarch of Christians and of God's elect. How could we not give him this venerable title? He, above all, who played such a large part in the mysteries of our spiritual regeneration. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. The word patriarch means father. What all the patriarchs of the Old Testament foreshadowed, and all Christian fathers are called to reflect, is the paternal light of God shining through the fatherhood of Saint Joseph. After Christ, Saint Joseph is the greatest of all the patriarchs. He is the greatest of all fathers. Picture to yourself the sanctity of all the patriarchs of old, that long line of successive generations, which is the mysterious ladder of Jacob, culminating in the person of the Son of God. See how great was the faith of Abraham, the obedience of Isaac, the courage of David, the wisdom of Solomon. After you have formed the highest opinion of these saints, remember that Joseph is at the top of the ladder, at the head of the saints, the kings, the prophets, the patriarchs, that he is more faithful than Abraham, more obedient than Isaac, more generous than David, wiser than Solomon, in a word, as superior in grace as he is close to the source, Jesus sleeping in his arms. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. Saint Joseph is a reflection of the Father of Lights. In the letter of James, we read, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of Lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change." In the beginning, God created the great luminaries in the heavens, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Without light, creation would be in darkness. In the New Testament, the Father establishes a new creation in Christ. Through Christ, the Father places his divine life, love, and light within our hearts. Saint Joseph and his fatherhood play a very important role in God's wonderful plan. Saint Joseph is the perfect reflection of the Father of Lights, and he helps us to receive the light of Christ. Saint Joseph is a bearer of light. He brings Jesus, the true light of the world, to us. Saint Joseph will help you live in the light of God. You are a child of the light. As a Christian, Jesus gives you a share in his light. He makes you the light of the world. See Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. All of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5. For you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. The Lumen Patriarchum terrifies Satan. In the Latin version of the Litany of St. Joseph, the title Light of Patriarchs appears as Lumen Patriarchum. The devil hates St. Joseph and his light. Satan's other name is Lucifer, which means light bearer. Lucifer lost the light because of his pride and disobedience to God. Now, Satan lives in perpetual darkness and abhors the light. Satan fears your spiritual father because St. Joseph is a humble creature of flesh and blood, the perfect reflection of the Father of Lights. St. Joseph is a true and everlasting light bearer, an icon of God the Father. After Jesus and Mary, there is no person that Satan detests more than St. Joseph. Stay close to St. Joseph and walk in the light. I wish to extend a particular word of encouragement to fathers so that they may take St. Joseph as their model. He who kept watch over the Son of Man is able to teach them the deepest meaning of their own fatherhood. Pope Benedict XVI. Ite ed Iosef. If you wish to be close to Christ, we again today repeat, go to St. Joseph. The Venerable Pope Pius XII. What is the closest possible union you can have with Jesus in this life? The answer is easy. Your reception of Jesus in Holy Communion. There is no greater intimacy with Jesus possible in this life than when you receive the Eucharist at Holy Mass. The Blessed Sacrament is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Did you know that without St. Joseph's earthly paternity of Jesus, you would not now be able to receive the bread of life? St. Joseph was given the role of maintaining and protecting the sacred bread for you. Let me explain. You are probably familiar with the story in the book of Genesis about the sons of Israel selling one of their brothers into slavery. The brother sold into slavery was named Joseph. Joseph ended up being taken by his owners to Egypt, far away from his other kin. What the men did to their brother was horrible and shameful, but God had a plan. Incredibly, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, adopted Joseph into his own family so that Joseph was regarded as a son of Pharaoh. Joseph was given great authority. Pharaoh placed him in charge of all the granaries in Egypt. At that time, Egypt was considered the breadbasket of the world, and Joseph did an incredible job of storing up grain. Joseph stored up a huge quantity of grain, like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping record because it was beyond measure. Genesis chapter 41, verse 49. Though Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery, God had wonderful plans for Joseph. After Joseph had stored up an immeasurable quantity of grain, a severe famine broke out in Egypt and the surrounding territories. As a result of the shortage of food, Pharaoh instructed everyone in Egypt, "Go to Joseph and do whatever he tells you." Genesis chapter 41, verse 55. The famine became so extreme that Joseph's own brothers, the one who had sold him into slavery, journeyed to Egypt in search of food. When the brothers met the man in charge of the granaries in Egypt, so much time had elapsed that they did not realize that they were standing in the presence of their own brother, whom they had sold into slavery years ago. Like everyone else, they, too, considered Joseph to be Egyptian royalty, and they addressed him as their lord. Joseph, however, recognized them. To make a long story short, Joseph hid his identity, but was filled with kindness and mercy towards his brothers. He provided grain for them, filling their sacks so that they could take back plenty to their father, Israel. Eventually, Joseph revealed his identity to them and extended forgiveness to his brothers. Thanks to Joseph and his role as the keeper of the grain, countless lives were saved from famine and death. The story related in the Old Testament is true and is a prefiguration of how much greater Joseph would be, of how much greater Joseph who would bring his son, the bread from heaven, to safety in Egypt. Saint Joseph safeguarded a food capable of saving the entire world. Saint Joseph, our spiritual father, is much greater than the Joseph of the Old Testament. Our Joseph was the keeper of the bread from heaven. His desire in heaven is that all of his children consume the bread of everlasting life. The former Joseph of the Old Testament was holy, righteous, pious, chaste, but this Joseph so far surpasses him in holiness and perfection as the sun outshines the moon. St. Lawrence of Brindisi. God sent St. Joseph to Egypt so that out of Egypt, St. Joseph could bring the bread of life to the nations. St. Joseph saved our bread from Herod. He protected and preserved him from Egypt. And he now desires that we receive the bread of life at Holy Mass. Unlike the Joseph of the Old Testament, St. Joseph's heavenly bread is more numerous than the sands of the sea. The heavenly bread is able to feed all the multitudes and satisfy every soul. Pharaoh, the mighty king of Egypt, exalted Joseph and made him the highest prince in his kingdom because he stored up the grain and bread and saved the people of his entire kingdom. So Joseph saved and protected Christ, who is the living bread and gives eternal life to the world. St. Lawrence of Brindisi. He, St. Joseph, most diligently reared him whom the faithful were to receive as the bread that came down from heaven, whereby they might obtain eternal life. Blessed Pope Pius IX. If you want to form an idea of St. Joseph's greatness, consider that by a divine privilege he merited to bear the title Father of Jesus. Reflect, too, that his own name, Joseph, means an increase. Keeping in mind the great patriarch Joseph, sold by his brothers in Egypt, understand that our saint has inherited not only his name, but even more, his power, his innocence, and his sanctity. As the patriarch Joseph stored the wheat not for himself, but for the people in their time of need, so Saint Joseph has received a heavenly commission to watch over the living bread not for himself alone, but for the entire world. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. Without Joseph, we would not have the living bread of the Eucharist. Mary, kneading the dough in her sacred womb, Saint Joseph lovingly preserved the bread in Egypt. He continues to guard and preserve the bread of life in every tabernacle in the world. Saint Joseph made it possible for all his children to receive the bread of everlasting life. Saint Joseph is charged with guarding the living bread. The Venerable Fulton J. Sheen. Today, there is a worldwide spiritual and moral famine on the earth. Souls are dying because of a lack of spiritual nourishment. Hearts are broken. Marriages are ruined. Lives are destroyed. Children are murdered in the womb. And the truth and common sense are in short supply. The spiritual and moral famine in the world is devastating every nation, laying waste to humanity. There is not a single country left that has not been affected by it. What are we to do? To whom can we go to find nourishment for the souls? Go to Joseph and do whatever he tells you. Genesis chapter 41, verse 55. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, in your loving providence, chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother. Grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector, you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Okay, so we had a pretty interesting day here today, going back and kind of contrasting Old Testament scripture from Joseph, who maintained the granary and provided the bread for the earthly bread for the people of Egypt during famine, and Saint Joseph, who guarded and protected the bread of life for the world, for everyone in the world, by the role of being Jesus's father here. So, and the Light of Patriarchs, I thought this is a very special title that Joseph has as we work our way through the litany each day here. But a couple of things I wanted to point out was that patriarch means father, and that's this is Saint Joseph is referred to as the light of fathers, and in one of the breakout sections here it says that Saint Joseph is a reflection of the Father of Lights. And we see that in the letter of James, where it's written that every good and perfect gift from above, coming down from the Father of Lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. This is something very special here too. And Blessed William Joseph Chaminade made a very, very pertinent comparison here as we look back at the, again, the icons of the Old Testament with Abraham and David and Isaac and Solomon, and how Saint Joseph was more faithful than Abraham. He was more obedient than Isaac. He was more generous than David, wiser than Solomon. This I thought was some of the parts I really wanted to highlight out here. And if I could offer one pearl for this day, I would say that Saint Joseph will help you live in the light of God. And it's, you know, it's written in here that we're reminded that we are a child of the light. And as a Christian, Jesus gives you a share in his light, and he makes you the light of the world. I love that. That's from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. So as we depart on our way for the day, just remember that he makes you the light of the world, and to use that light to shine Christ into the world too. So thanks again for listening along here today, and tomorrow we'll be going over the spouse of the Mother of God on day 11. So thanks again, and have a great day today.